A jury recommends death for Charles Manson, and a black family moves in next door to Archie Bunker. It's Artie's Time Warp, March 1971.
So sad, so sad.
and a good day to you, my musical family. My name is Artemis Good. We're spinning the time warp in March of 71 as the Allman Brothers play their legendary gig at the Fillmore East, and they record their famous live album at the venue. Merle Haggard and Lynn Anderson claim honors at the Academy of Country Music Awards, and Ms. Anderson is on the charts with this singable tune.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talking, you could make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile.
Yeah. just simply cause our hand is wrong. Oh, you know we got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it flat and pick it sight. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
Clandestine Radio Deutsche Reich begins transmitting on FM in Germany. The South African Broadcasting Corporation lifts its ban on the Beatles after 5 years, and Radio Hanoi broadcasts the Jimi Hendrix rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. It's March of 71.
Texas, that is in 11th of September 1886. Come to California in 1906. I didn't have to go to World War I. I was too old for World War II. One good thing that I've always been proud of, I was the youngest in the family, and the rest is all married, and I've taken good care of my mother and father as long as they lived. There's a fella up here at the post office one day, he's a pet him. I says to him, "That dog, you have no idea how smart he is. I just thought I'd tell you. You ain't telling me nothing. I know all about it." Kids would come here, "We want to hear old Ted sing." And them days, I fooled with him more then. I could just convince this way, "I want you to sing now. Do, do, do." Now I have to take the harp and make a sound before you sing.
Teddy, come in. Come on. Come on now. Come on back. Here now, sit down. Sit down, Teddy. Now here, I want you to sing. Sing these folks a song. Sing the old rugged cross. Listen, chord with this now. Here.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high. And then he lightly touched down. I met him in a sale in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke ran out, he talked of life, he talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. He said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the cell. Grabbed his pants and feathered stance while he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died. Up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. He said, "I dance now at every chance in honky tonk for drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drink so big." Shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, "Please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance."
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, the complete Mr. Bojangles, including the Uncle Charlie interview that precedes it on the album. We're in March of 71. Stay tuned as we continue.
Artie's Time Warp.